Honorable Mr. President, distinguished members of the Human Rights Council, esteemed observer delegations, members of the Troika, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as we gather for the adoption of Belize's report at this 45th session of the Universal Periodic Review, I am deeply honored to express heartfelt gratitude on behalf of the government and people of Belize. I extend sincere appreciation to all participants who contributed your insights, enriching the substance of the review session. Your engagement has been pivotal in shaping this discourse that we know will foster meaningful progress. Our gratitude extends to the esteemed members of the Troika, our distinguished colleagues from Sudan, Kuwait, and Costa Rica for their meticulous work in preparing this report. We appreciate the rapporteur, the distinguished Troika member from Costa Rica, for his presentation of the report. I also wish to express our thanks to the Secretariat for their tireless efforts in drafting the text and coordinating the review process efficiently. Special recognition goes to Madam Vice President for her efficient and professional guidance during our deliberations on January 29th, as well as to all who supported the preparation of the report. In this fourth cycle of the review, Belize received a total of 166 recommendations, covering topics currently being debated domestically. For example, there is ongoing discussion on measures to address discrimination against LGBTQ plus individuals, persons with disabilities, Afro-descendants, and Indigenous peoples, ensuring their equitable access to all basic services. Belize has decided not to indicate any position on the received recommendations at this time. We will take all the recommendations back to Belize for further consideration and thorough review by all relevant stakeholders at the national level. The outcome of the national deliberations, particularly decisions on which recommendations Belize will accept for implementation over the next 5 years, will be communicated before the next session of the UPR Working Group. We cannot close without extending our heartfelt gratitude to the UN country team in Belize and our colleagues at the Commonwealth Secretariat for their invaluable financial and tailored technical support. Their assistance has played a pivotal role in implementing recommendations from the third cycle of the UPR and will continue to guide our national human rights agenda. We urge UN member states to offer technical and financial support in areas where they have demonstrated success, particularly in areas where Belize may face challenges. We call for continued support from our partners at OHCHR, our UN country team, and the Commonwealth. In closing, I extend my sincere appreciation to all national stakeholders who supported the UPR process and who have steered and will continue the work ahead in the implementation of the national human rights agenda. Let us continue our collective pursuit of a world where human rights are universally respected and upheld through collaboration and cooperation. Most importantly, a world where leaving no one behind will be regarded not just as a matter of principle, but realized through meaningful engagement and change. I thank you. Mr. President, you have the floor.